Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Beseches Nedarim. We are on Daf Gimel. We are on the third line, V'Ibay Seima. Another answer was to what? What's the question? The question was, why is it that the Mishnah starts off by saying, these are the Kal Kinuye Nedarim, any nickname of a neder is also a neder. And then the Gemara starts explaining Yadayim, right? So we first, so it says Chesur Mechzura, and it should say Kinui and Yadayim. And then once we mention Kinui and Yadayim, now we then go explain Yadayim and then Kinui. Thank you. So we said one answer we said yesterday was that's the derech of certain Mishnayos. A B B A. Some Mishnayos are A B A B. Some are A B B A. And they're all good. As a matter of fact, did we do the run of Ella Lav Dafka Zimnin Mefarish? See, it's on the left side, about six lines down in the Gemara, on the left side. You see where it says Ella? So look at that run. It says, Nirali, the Lahachi Mishani Sidre Tana La Ashmeinan. As a matter of fact, says the run, that's why Mishnayos are like that. Some are ABBA and some are ABAB. Why? The Lekka Kpeda. Because it doesn't matter. The Milsa, the Bemilsa. This doesn't matter. So, Bedafka, Rabbi Huda Nasi, wrote something like this and something like this. Vichal Tana, the Tani, Kidabai, Shaper Dami, and however a Tana learned it, is good. Right? Vileka Baha Milsa, Mishum Vitivcha Lashan Arumim. And if you do it one way as opposed to another way, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Just to let you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's totally okay. Okay? V'Ibay Seima, another answer. Yados, the concept of Yados, ID did ask in Midrasha, since they came from a Drasha, Mefaresh Lahon Beresha. They are mentioned first. Since Yados come from a Drasha, what Drasha do they come from? We're going to see. What about Kinurim? Where do they come from? Yes. We're going to see that too. But since Yados come from a drasha, it's sort of like Chashiv, right? It's sort of Chashiv, and therefore, it comes first. Okay? Now, so then V'liftach Hadein Beresha, so then why weren't they mentioned first? If we're so special, if we're so excited about them, why aren't they mentioned first? So the Gemara answers, Miftach Pasach B'Kinuyin. No, we start off with Kinuyin. Why? Because the Oraisa. Those are the Oraisa, Beresha, first. V'hadar mefaresh yados, and then we explain yados, the asyin lay midrasha, because they come from a drasha. Okay?
So what's more important? What's more chashiv?
What?
So what's more chashiv? You're saying that one is more chashiv than the other. So what's more chashiv? This is the rice, you say first.
Right, and but Yadayim, but Yadayim have a, they're not more chashiv. But they're more special to the Tana because he figured them out with a drasha. So he wanted to give credence to that, so he explained them first.
Something that's first is more.
Kinuyim are a daraisa, they're first. But I'm going to explain your dayim first because they're more chashav. Why are they more chashav? Because it comes from a drasha, which I figured out, and I'm all excited about that. So that's why it's first. That's why the explanation is first. Okay? Good? Hanicha, that all makes sense. Right, Lamanda Amar Kinuyim Lashon Nachrimheim. If you tell me that Kinuyim are just words of foreign languages, Ella Lama. That's who said that later in the Masechta, Rabbi Yochanan. Ella Lamanda Amar Rish Lakish Lashon Shebadu Lehem Chachamim. But if you tell me that it's words that the Chachamim made up too, then listni Leos Noder Bo, so that you should make a neder from it. Ma'ekel Amemar, what are you going to say? Look at the Ran, Leos Noder Bo. See Leos Noder Bo? It's a few lines down where we stopped before the Ran. You see it, Leos Noder Bo? Mefarish Lekhamon, we're going to have a machlokas later on, not that far away, in 8 days from now. She'im Yomar Karban. If you said the word carbon, that this cup should be ushered to me like a carbon. If you said that, Chayshinen were afraid, Shema Yazkir Es Hashem. Maybe you'll mention Hashem's name. Why? The Hashem samach bo gabe karbon, because it always says the word Hashem and the word karbon almost so often in the Torah go next to each other. Kidichsev, like it says karbon Hashem. It always says karbon Hashem, karbon Hashem. So people are very, very common to quote Pesukim, and so if you say the word karbon, we're afraid you can say the word Hashem. V'shem yaskir Hashem v'lo yaskir karbon. What's going to happen? It's like such a far-fetched gezeira. You're going to mention the word Hashem without the word karbon. And what's going to happen if you do that? V'nimtza shehotzi shem shamayim levatala. You're going to mention Hashem's name for no reason. That's an avira. L'kach chadshu l'shanos halalu. So we made up all these words. Konam. What's konam? What's konam? Konam is a made-up word. It sounds like carbon.
That's what we made it up.
So it's a machlokas how we made it up. Rosh Hashanah we made it up for this reason. Don't say the word carbon. Say the word carbon, you'll say Hashem's name. Say the word kono. We made up a word. It's a lashon shebadu chachamim. We made it up. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we didn't make it up. He took it from the Goyim. It's a Latin word. It's Greek. It's Spanish. We took it from them for the same reason, probably. Same reason, but a different, slightly different understanding. So if you tell me, why do we start with Kinuyim? Because it's Doraisa. According to Rish Lakish, that makes no sense. According to Rish Lakish, the Chacham made it up. Chacham made it up because he shouldn't say Hashem's name. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you want to tell me it's a Doraisa, we took names from the Goyim. Okay, that makes sense. But if you made it up, you made it up. So why is it first? Not Doraisa, right? That's the question. So the Gemara, what? Right. So the Gemara answers. So the question is, then Yadayim should be first. Yadayim should be first. The whole thing is from Chachamim. They made up the. I'm sorry. Kinuyim is not Doraisa. It's a made up thing, right? We made up these fake words. They're not words in the dictionary. We just made them up. So why are they first? So the Gemara answers. What kind of question is that? Mikatani Yados? It doesn't even say in the Mishnah that there's such a thing as Yados. It explains them, but it doesn't say what they are. Right? And what did we do yesterday? We said it's a Chasuri Mechzara. Right? V'lav Chasuri Ka Machasartala. Didn't we say yesterday it's a Chasuri Mechzara? So go to Akzim Nami Vitani Yados. So let's put Yados first. Oh, anyway, we're changing the Mishnah around to make it to our liking. So do the same thing. Say, call Yados, all Yados, Nedarim of Nedarim, Kin Nedarim are just like Nedarim. In other words, according to Rish Lakish, that Yados are made up words, Kinuyim are made up words from the Chachamim, not to say Hashem's name in vain. If that's the case, in the Chanami, put Yados first. Why put Yados first? Because it comes from a drasha, it's more chashiv.
What's the rest in this mission?
Nothing. They call Kinuyim Nedarim, Kin Nedarim. And all kinuyim of the Dharma are also like the Dharim. The concept of a neder is daraisa. The fact that we use a kinui, that's a Durabanan idea. That we made up a fake name, we made up these fake words, not to say the word carbon, because we don't want to get you to say the word Hashem. And a yad also comes from a drasha. It's still daraisa, it comes from a drasha. Right? Ve'elehen yados, what are yados? Hom lachaveru dat dat dat. Ve'elehen kinuyim, right? What are kinuyim? Konim, konach, koneis, all these words. Very good, all good. Good?
The whole Mishnah is completely not as it seems.
Correct. Correct. Now, we said Yados is a drasha. What's the drasha? The Yados, Heichel Ksiv. Where does it say Yados?
It's a drasha. It doesn't say anything.
But where are we going to derive it from?
What's the drasha?
Now, again, what's a yad? A yad is like a half a word or a half a phrase, and we're going to impute it to mean a really bona fide neder, right? We're going to see later in the week that there's two types of yados. There's yados where it's obvious and yados where it's not obvious. Like, for example, another's walking by. So, well, I want to be like him. That's a yad. He didn't say anything. But it's a yad of I want to be like him. I want to be like Nazir. Guy walks around with a big sign on his shirt. I'm a Nazir. Ooh, I want to be just like that. As opposed to sitting around, I want to be like that. Like what? So we're going to get later in the week.
Isn't a yad somebody says
Ame? So that's another type. That's not a yad really. Is that a yad? Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to see. We're going to get ahead of ourselves. So What is he? It's hard to define what a yad is, right? So whatever it is,
it's not a
kinyan. It's not a kinyan, and it's not a statement of a neder.
You establish that it's not a statement of a neder. Right. It's not a kinyan. Kinyan would be any of those obscure things.
Right. Like the Gemara is going to say later.
It's not something that's not said.
A guy says, "I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't have anything to do with you." That's a yad. Why? Because it could mean I don't want to have enough from you. I'm making a neder. Or I don't want to do business with you. I don't like you. I'm going to assert myself to you? No. I just don't want to do business with you.
It's not clear what you mean.
Right? I'm confused. If a guy says, it's a yad. Why is it a yad?
A yad is always without a question.
So we're going to get to later in the week that there's two types of yads. There's a yad that's clear and a yad that's not so clear. For example, if I say, I don't have anything to do with you. It's a yad. Is it clear what you mean? You could mean I don't want to make myself usher to him.
So it's a yad.
That's a yad. That's a neder. Or I don't want to go to his bar mitzvah. I don't like them so much.
The yad is not definitive.
Correct. Correct. That's not definitive. Right now it sounds like, oh, it's such a good thing. We're going to see later in the week. It's not so simple.
I never understood this whole concept. Average guy is not so well versed in the world of the Durham. He said he wants to go on a diet. I don't want to eat chocolate for the next month.
That's why.
I don't want to eat chocolate. What does that mean? What is that? The average guy is not saying, I don't want to eat chocolate like a carboy.
That's why there's a phrase when it comes to Nedarim, Holech achar lashem b'nei adam.
Right.
We go after the average person the way they talk.
Right. So your average Joe is not going to say like the carbon paint stuff. He's going to say, I don't want to eat chocolate.
But those days, they did talk like that. They did talk like that. They would say such a thing.
Which is why they attach carbon and attach.
Right, that's how they would talk.
Everything else.
Right.
Today we say things like, I wouldn't go near that with a 10-foot pole. Okay. Right? I don't know, I wouldn't go near that if they were the last person on earth.
That's not a neder.
We say different things today.
That's not a neder.
What?
That's not a neder.
It's not a neder, but it's the way we talk. So when a guy says, I'm not going to go near that like a carbon, in the times of the Gemara, that was a lashon of a neder. I don't want, right?
The average guy didn't know every difference, the nuance between a kinoi and a neder and a yad. He just said what he said. He wanted to say, I don't want to eat chol for 3 months.
I want to go on a diet, right? So that's to me like nuclear waste. If you say something like that, you won't go near it. So in those days, if you say that I'm not going to go near like I don't go near a carbon. That's such a far fetched thing. No.
I always thought until you have that connection to
carbon
or something like that, it's nothing. You say nothing.
Right, so it says not so true. Right? Right. So I think over the next few days it'll flush itself out. Anyway, it says like this. This week's parsha. Parsha's Naso. Ish, a man, ki yafli, what does the word yafli mean? It means to express. Lindar, neder, nazir, lahazir, lashem. A neder, to make a neder, a nazir to be a nazir, Lashem. A lot of words in that pasuk.
Yes.
Right? A lot of extra words. What is he doing? He's becoming a nazir. Becoming a nazir. A guy says, I want to be a nazir. By the way, the Torah also says a woman could be a nazir. Right? Anyway, Vitanya, nazir, lahazir.
It says
it's black and white, right? Vitanya, nazir. Okay, so we're gonna read the following words. This is the Ron's Girsa. Vitanya, nazir, lahazir, lasos. You make yourself a nazir. We're going to not read the next three words. Right? Viyados, naziros, kinaziros. An expression of a nazir works, and the extra words teach me that the expression of a yad also works. The Ran says in the top, in the second wide line, Hachi Garcinan, you see, Hey Gimel? Lasos, Yados, Naziros, Kinaziros. What we just said was, basically, to make the Yad of a Nazir the same thing as an expression of a full Naziros. Velo Garcinan, Kinui, Naziros, Kinaziros. Forget Kinui. This is not Kinui. Dimimanoshach, Lav Mikro Nafki. Kinui, I'm not allowed out of Sukkim. Why? De'i lashon nachrim heim lo tzrichi kra. If they're foreign words, that's not in the pasuk. And ve'i lashon chacham heim hechi nafki mikra. And if they're made up by guy, made up words, also not in the pasuk. So what are these extra words in this pasuk coming to teach us? Yad of a neder, or yad of a nazir. which is the same thing as a neder. Okay? Now the Gemara says, Ein li ela naziris. That's only true. This only this pasuk is only talking about naziris. Nedarim minalan. What about nedarim? How do you know it's about nedarim too? Talmud Lomar, Ish kiafli lindor neder lozi lahazel Hashem. A lot of extra words. It says in the pasuk, you express nod neder and nazir. They're back to back. Makish naziros linadarim. We make a hekish from naziros to nadarim, vinadarim linaziros, and back and forth. Three similarities. Number one, man naziros, just like by nazir. Asa bayados, naziros, ki naziros. A yad of a nazir is also a nazir. Ath, so too, nadarim, osa behem yados, nadarim, ki nadarim. So too, a yad of a neder has the value of a neder. That's number one. Number two, man nedarim, just like by a neder, over bebal yachel, if you violate your neder, you don't fulfill your neder, you get an aveira, or also ubal ta'acher, and if someone promises to bring a carbon as a neder, and three regalim go by, and he doesn't bring it, he's over on bal ta'acher, on delaying, af naziris, so do by a nazir, over bal yachel ubal ta'acher. So too by a nazir, you're over on these two averas. The Gemara in our base is going to ask, how on earth can you be over on them? How are you over on bal ta'acher, on a nazir? How are you over on that? If you make it, I'm a nazir. What do you mean you delay? What do you delay?
It's karma. You never need karma.
At the end?
Yes.
It's not the same thing as... No, it's not the same. You'll see. That's number two. How are you over on bal ta'acher, on bal yachel?
How are you over on the dark?
Huh?
I'm
making neder. I'm not going to eat that cookie today. And he ate it.
Yeah.
So you're over on bal yachel. No, because the Gemara is going to assume that how you can be over on naziris just on bal yachel. If I make a neder, I'm going to be a nazir, and then I eat wine, and then I drink wine. I'm over on my naziris, and I'm also over on bal yachel. It's too many averis. By neder, you only over one thing. By nazir, you're over on two things. So the Gemara is going to want to know, what's Bayachal mean? How can you be over Bayachal by a Nazir?
Is it
Bal Ta'acher
by Nadarim or not?
By Nadarim, we just said yeah. And also by Nazir. How could that be? The Gemara is going to ask.
How is it Bal Ta'acher by Nadarim? I don't know.
You know, so it's only when you promise that you're going to bring a carbon as a Neder. Hashem, I got a raise, I'm so happy, I promise to bring a carbon. You only have three regals to bring that carbon. And if you delay it, you're over in Bal Ta'acher. Right, if you make a Neder, not going to eat that cookie, there's no Bal Ta'acher. Number three, uman nedarim.
Isn't that a carbon nedarim?
What?
When you say you're going to bring.
Yeah, but you say it, but it's a promise. You make a promise. Uman
nedarim.
The same thing we do today. By the way, it's also a neder. It's also a neder. The question is if it's on you or it's on the animal. That's the only difference between a neder and a nedava.
Right. It's the same thing when we go up to the secretary table. Make a mishabera. It says about mish another. You got three entanglements to pay that up.
Who made up that rule? It's a smach of this. Right, okay. Number three, uman nedarim ha'av meifer nidre bito, just like a neder, a father can be meifer the nedarim of his daughter, ubal meifer nidre ishto, and a man can be meifer the nedarim of his wife, av naziris, so too by naziris, av meifer naziris bito, ubal meifer naziris ishto. Good? Very good. All good. Okay. Now, maishna gabit, listen to this question. What did the pasuk say? The pasuk said, ish kiyafli lindor neder, nazir lahazir. When it comes to neder, the word neder is second. And when it comes to nazir, the word nazir is first. It says lindor neder. It doesn't say lahazir nazir. It says nazir lahazir. So why is it backwards? Right? How come maishna got by naziros, diksiv nazir lahazir? Right? Nedarim nami, haksiv lindor neder. Why does it say it backwards? Hekesh shalomali. In other words, why do we need a hekesh to compare nazir and neder? Don't both of them have two words? So I can learn out each from each. What do I need a hekesh for? So the Gemara says, it's such a funny way of asking the question. Like the nedarim is a little bit different. It's not a normal Gemara language. Anyway, ikas of neder.
By the way, that's also the Gemara of everything you're saying. You're supposed to articulate exactly what you're saying.
Right, 100% right, Matisa. You know what he's saying? The Torah switched the language of Nazir Lazir, and Nadarim Lindar. It switches the tenses. Right? See what it says in the Pasuk? It says, Lindar Neder, so the word Neder is second, to make a Neder, and then what does it say by Nazir? Nazir a nazir lahazir, to make the neder, to make the nazir is neder. Like it's backwards, right? So the Gemara says, well, the fact that they're both lashonos are there, I don't need a hekesh. I'm learning out one from the other. Each one I learn out. So the Gemara says, "E kasev of neder lindar kidiksiv nazir lahazir kidika marta." If it would have said, if it would have, the lashon would have been consistent, then you'd be right. But you'd be right, right? Right?
You wouldn't need a hekesh.
Exactly. Lo tzarech hekesha. I wouldn't need the hekesh. Hashta dechsiv, lindor neder, but it says lindor neder, because dibra Torah, kiloshen b'nei Adam. The reason why the Torah wrote that, that's just the way people talk. I'm going to make a neder. So the fact that it's not the same tense as the Naziris means I have to learn out from Naziris. Okay?
And Nazir Laz is also...
No, that's why it's backwards. It's backwards to learn this idea. So,
what is the Torah using?
The Ran says, "Diksiv nazir lahazir." So the Ran says, "Lav urche dekrohachi." That's not normal. Why? Dilolam hamakar kodem el shem hapeula. The idea is always before the action. Diksiv, like it says, "Leesar isar tu asar in isar." Right? Lekayim kol davar in Rus. The idea is always before the action. Here it says, Nazir Lahazir. It's backwards. Why is it backwards? To teach you these halakhas. The Nether part's not backwards. That's the right way. The Nazir part's backwards. Why is it backwards? Why is it out of order? To teach you that we're going to learn out all these ideas from Nazir and then also to Nadar. Okay? Now,
I always thought it made sense the way it's
written. Because we don't know what this means. Dibra Torah, Kalashim, and the other. It's a Hebrew.
These are letters to articulate a vowel.
Right. That's the right way. That's right.
One second.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what you're doing.
Right.
Hazir, Nazir.
But it doesn't say it like that. It says Nazir Lahazir.
It's Nazir Lahazir. To make you a Nazir, to make you the Nazir, to Hazir, to separate you from everything else.
I hear. So why couldn't it say it the other way, like it says by Neder? Obviously, the backwards. I hear. Okay, interesting. Interesting. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, so it's true. The truth is, what Mati's saying is half true because some halachos about that. Where am I? That all makes sense if you hold from this concept of Dibra Torah Klashim and the Adam. Ella, Lamanda Lesle, Dibra Torah Klashim and the Adam, Hai Lidon Nedam Yavidle. But if you don't hold from Dibra Torah Klashim and the Adam, which is a whole machlokas that runs throughout Chas, then why is it saying Lindor Neder? What do you do with that Lindor Neder? So the Gemara says, Darish Lay, it's for the following. Lasos Yodos Nedarim Ki Nedarim. It's for Yodos of Nedarim. Umakish Neziros Linedarim. Right? So how do you read this? Makish Umakish Neziros Linedarim. Nazir Lahazir. Darish Lay. Malamed Shah Neziros Chal Al Neziros. Right? What does that mean? The Naziros can be Chal on Naziros. What does that mean, Naziros Chal on Naziros? So the Ram says on top, Kigon, the Omar, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom. A guy makes two statements like that. And Stam Naziros is 30 days. How many days is he a Nazir?
60.
The law Minam de la Sagi Le Bishlo Shim Yom. 30 days is not enough. Ela Tzarech Limnos Shtei Naziros Tahainu Shishim. You have to have two Naziros, which is 60. Vinafkale Midaksiv Nazir Lahazir. Kolomar kishekibel lihios nazir efshelo lahazir od. If you make a nazir, you can make another one. You can it doubles over.
He meant that?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
We're imputing. That's what he meant.
I'm telling you, I want to be a nazir. I'm telling you, I want to be a. You know,
that
the
60
guys.
Though,
it's,
I hear.
The Shulchan Aruch and the Hilchos Nedarim. How did you know? Guys, so. I'm telling you, I want to be whatever I
want to
be, and now
you're going to
be 60
years. Imagine this. You tell your wife something, and then you tell her, by the way, you told me that already. Right? You ever heard that line from somebody? From your wife, maybe? You told me that already, into repeats. Right? Yeah. Can't say anything to your wife more than one time. Right? Because otherwise you're repeating yourself. What? Don't you? So what do you see? That when you say something twice, you mean it to be twice. You have a full raya. No?
Wow. Okay. Unless, of course, you forgot the first time you said it.
Now, Ulamanda Amra, Ulaman da Amar Dibur Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. And if you hold that it's Taka Dibur Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam, V'Nazir Lahazir Darish Lasos. V'Nazir Lahazir Darish Lasa Darish Lasos Yados Naziros Kinaziros. Shanaziros Chala Naziros Minolei. So how do you know that Naziros is Chala Naziros? So if you hold it, that doesn't work. You're right. How do you know that din? Name a kra, lizar. The Torah should have said lizar. My lahazir. Why did it say an extra hey? Shma mina tarti. You learn both halachas. What both halachas? Number one, that yadayim of naziros is naziros. And number two, that a naziros is chal naziros. Right, the Ran says. Look at the Ran right here. Name a kra lahazir my lahazir. Says the Ran, lo shihe shum hefrish ben lizar lahazir. There's no difference in explanation between these two words. Whether it's a hey or not, it doesn't make a difference. Shere ha hey nivlas he. The hey gets swallowed into the word. Bekamimikomos many places. Kid ashkechan lanod lahanid lashmid lahashmid. Whether the hey is there or not, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't change the meaning of the word. So what's it doing there? El the havel lemechtav dum yedin adarim yitziv lindar kach near beinai. Okay, so it's just there to make an extra limud, but it doesn't change the meaning of the word. Okay.
No one comes up with the Torah. What does that mean? That sometimes the Torah does. What does that mean exactly?
It's what it means. What it means exactly? That sometimes from extra words you can't learn anything out. Right. Most you must. You should surely be put to death. So why say most you must? Why can't say you must? So some say, you can't learn anything out from that. Others say, no, you can. That's all it means. From extra words, you can't learn anything out. Nodir lahazir, neder lindor. Why'd you say it like that? Right? So in English, you would say, you surely make a neder. Surely. In the word surely. Right? You see these English translations. So that's how people talk. They talk flowery. It doesn't mean it's there for a drusha.
You have drushas in Torah for every little extra.
Correct. It's a very, very good question. What it means? It's a very good question. I don't fully understand the answer. It's like this machlokas running through Shas. Who is it? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, with the whole dibur Torah kol shem b'adam. It's not such a simple machlokas. It's saying good question.
Because you have proofs both directions.
Exactly. Exactly.
We always say that.
We always say that. The question is there for a
drusha? Everything's got a reason.
Huh?
Every word is.
Yeah, dibur Torah kol shem b'adam is the reason. So, but we don't say that. Sometimes I feel we only say that we have nothing else to say. Right? We have nothing else to say? Okay, Dibur Torah Kol Shem Bnei Adam. Otherwise, you're right. Every kutu of every yud would darshaning.
Right. Right?
Why? Because we have them to back up what it means.
Right, right. So we don't know when they say, we don't know when to say that. But because we don't have the art of drasha. Okay. Next. B'ma'arav Amri, istana demapik le liyados min lindar neder. Some Tanas had the word, had that concept of Yodos from Lindor Neder. The Istana demapikle min kol hayotzi mipiv yaseh. From another vort, kol hayotzi mipiv yaseh. Okay?
That words have meaning.
What?
That words have meaning.
That words have meaning, whatever comes out of your mouth, even if it's a yad. Okay. Now we're going to go back to what we said before. Amar Mar. Ma nedarm over bal yachel ubal ta'acher. Just like Nadarim, you can be over on Bal Yachel, Bal Ta'acher, so to a Nazir, Naziris, you can be over on Bal Ta'acher and Bal Yachel. Bishlon Bal Yachel, the Nadarim is Gachasla. I understand how you can be over on Bal Yachel by Nadarim, Kigon, the Amar Kikar Ze Ochel. This Kikar I will eat, Velo Achla, and you don't eat it, over Mishon Bal Yachel Devaro. You're over on Bal Yachel Devaro. You hear? Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, you will not find one example in the entire Shas of a neder, which is to do something. To do something. I made a neder to eat that cookie. The neder is only not to eat it. Not to eat it. Right? It's always asering yourself. I know, so he asks the question. How could that be? So he comes up with the following answer. You ready for this one? What?
Not really true.
So he says, "Lo matzinu neder b'kum aseh v'aseh, shekein neder hu aser olav asachefsa ve'en rochiv gavra kishvua."
Sounded like a shvua.
Ubishlama omer konim shelo ochel. If he says I won't eat it, that makes perfect sense, right? So he gives the following answer. You ready for this? I won't eat cookie two if I eat cookie one. Okay, I mean, another like that. Correct. Correct. So that's what he said. I won't eat cookie two if I eat cookie one. So what happened?
That's the same thing. I'll only eat one cookie.
He doesn't give an answer. Hashem enlightened my eyes. He doesn't give an answer.
The Tema Rabbi Akiva Eger Bilgil Yonashas.
He asked the question. He doesn't give the answer.
What?
He gives the answer. He doesn't give an answer here.
The Pari Yosef. The Pari Yosef. Why he says no answer?
Yeah. He says he gives Hashem enlightened my eyes.
Really? Interesting. So the Pari Yosef says the following. You ready for this? I won't eat cookie two. I won't eat cookie one.
No, that's impossible.
I'm sorry. I won't eat cookie one if I don't eat cookie two.
It's impossible.
Why?
Because when you eat cookie one, you eat cookie one. I don't know if the number doesn't mean anything.
I won't eat this cookie here. If I don't eat the cookie over there, what if he eats the cookie over here? Okay, we keep it. I couldn't figure it out. So, not sure. Didn't see his answer.
No.
Somehow he's okay. Don't let it go.
What's it called when you say I want to eat this cookie? That's not called a nether.
It's called a shvua.
Yeah.
As I said before, shvua.
It's fine line. It's not just chesed gavra now.
Exactly.
It's not just chesed gavra now.
Yeah. What is that? Is that chesed or gavra? I want to eat this
right.
Cookie. Is that me?
Okay.
So Gadol gets an aliyah and says, and they donate it. They consider it one, but it's a shvua actually.
I promise to give $18 to the shul.
Exactly.
I promise. What is that?
That's a
neder. That's a
shvua.
Why? Because a neder means I won't give $18.
Exactly.
I promise to never give a nickel to this place.
Even though they say neder.
Right? Because there's no such neder by an action.
They should say blishvua.
They should say blishvua. Correct.
Well, even though the Gemara here gives us the science as an example.
Correct.
That they're in the positive.
Okay, we got to move. What? What's the matter? We're going to turn the air conditioning on for davening. We'll turn the air conditioning on for davening. Ella balyachal de naziris heikli mishkachas la. How can you have balyachal by naziris? How do you have balyachal by naziris? Says the Ran, top line, going into the second line. Klomar heikli mishkachas la de ikal balyachal lechudei. How can you have balyachal alone? How could you only have balyachal? As we're making the comparison between neder and naziris very, very narrow. So by neder, you can be over by yachal alone. How could you be over by yachal by naziris alone? What are you going to do? You're going to violate your naziris? Then you're also over on violating your naziris. So how could you ever be over by yachal by naziris alone? That's how the Ran explains it. Right? Otherwise, of course, you're over. You drink a couple of grape juice. You're over by yachal tomorrow. You violated your neder. But how can you be over by yachal alone without over being over naziris? How is that possible? So the Gemara answers, Kivon.
It happens to you.
One second.
Do it.
Where am I? Kivon de Omar Hareini Nazir Havali Nazir.
Ochal
Kamle Babal Yochal. Shasa Kamle Bal Yishta. If you ate grape, you're over that. And if you drink wine, you're over that. How can you ever be over Yachal alone? Omar Rava, Lavra Love Bishnayim. Yeah, you're over twice. You're over it twice. You can't be over it by yourself. It's impossible. You're over it together with the over being over in Aziris. How can you be over Baltacher by Aziris? Kivan to Omar Harani Nazar, Havali Nazar. Once you say, I'm a Nazar, you become a Nazar. How are you over Baltacher? How's that possible? Achal, Kamle Babal Yochal. If you eat it, you're over by Yochal. Ye grapes or wine, right? How can you ever be over about delaying by a nazir? So Gemara answers, but Omer, when you say l'kisha eretza ahi nazir, if I want, I'm going to become a nazir. Good answer is that. V'yomer k'lisha eretza leka bal ta'acher. That's not bal ta'acher. Maybe next month you want to be a nazir. Come back to me next month. That's not bal ta'acher, right? Omer Rava, listen to this one. Kigon, for example, the Omer, a guy says lo iftar mina olam. I will not leave this world without being a nazir. What? So 1 second. When does he have to become a nazir?
Yeah.
Right, that second. Right? But the second you say that, I won't leave this world without being a nazir. The minahi shaita, from that second, havali nazir. You become a nazir. Midi dahavi omer l'ishto. It's just like a guy says to his wife, Harezeh Giteich, here's your get, Sha'achas Kodemisasi. Your get is, here's your get, it's chal a minute before I die. So the halacha is, Asur l'echol chumah miyad. She has to stop eating chumah right away. Right? By the way, Alma, what do you see? Domrinon kol shaita v'shaita, Dilma Mayas. Every second,
he could die.
He could die. What if he doesn't die?
So
the Ram says, what if he doesn't? What if she eats truma? And he didn't die.
She's in limbo.
No. She eats truma and he didn't die. Did she do anything wrong?
Yes.
No. The answer is no. No. She didn't do anything wrong. If he would have died, then she ate truma and she's not married to him. That's a big avera. But what if she took a chance? So it's not so comparable to a nazir. Because if a guy says, I'm going to become a nazir, I won't leave this world till I die without being a nazir, he's a nazir from that second on. And what if he drinks wine? Oh, I didn't die! So what? You're already a nazir. So the Rav points out the comparison is not 100% the same. Because a woman could eat truma on the banking on the fact that he won't die and she didn't do anything wrong. Right. They're still married.
Right.
You can't do that if you say that. I'm not going to eat truma. I'm not going to be a nazir. I'm not going to leave this world without being a nazir. Once you say that, you're a nazir right then. So what's about the akhir here? Alma, Amin, and Kol Shai, Hachanami, La'al Tahavi Nazir. You become a nazir right away. Domrinon ha dilma hashtamayas. Because maybe you'll die.
Right now.
Right?
You made that net and once you fulfilled it.
Right?
So that's it.
And what if you say, I'm not going to leave this world till I become a nazir?
Yeah, okay.
You have to be a nazir from when? From when? Right that second. What if you wait 6 weeks? You're also about to offer.
Yeah.
You hear?
Why? He didn't die yet.
What?
He didn't die yet.
I understand. But exactly, that's exactly the chiddush. You're over Baal Ta'achar. Okay, we ran out of time. The Ran explains, it's not exactly comparable to the case of the woman. Because by the case of the woman, if she eats truma and he doesn't die, she did not do anything wrong. Because he's still married. As opposed to over here, he has to... So the Ran says, well, what if he said... 2 years won't go by before I become a nazir. Or some lesson like that. Not before I die, but within the next 2 years. I'll become a nazir within the next 2 years. And what if he waits after 2 years? It's also about the akhir. Right, so you don't have to find the key. You don't have to say that such a drastic thing, he's going to die. Right, I'll be a nazir within the next month. A month goes by, and I become a nazir. So aren't you over about the akhir? Right, so why did the Gemara pick a case like that? Because it was comparable to the case of the woman.
Examples are going to be hindsight examples.
What? No, see, but the point is, it's very, you see clearly how you can have a case about the Acher by Naziris.
Right?
The guy says, I'll be a Nazir within the next 2 months. Right? By the time Tisha B'Av comes, I'll be a Nazir. And you don't do it. So you're all about the Acher, no? Yeah. Everyone sees that. So why did they pick a case of this dying? Because it was comparable to the case of the woman, even though it's not so comparable. Right? Because she was a little bit different. All right? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.